cheat cursed by a Brahmana boy. Text number 2. Brahma kupotitada yashtu. Takshakat prana viplavat. Na samu moharu bayad. Bhagavati arpita shayam. Brahma kopotitad yashtu. Takshakat prana viplavat. Na samu moharu bayat. Bhagavati arpita saya. Brahma kopotitad jashtu. Takshakat prana viplavat. Na samu moharu bayat. Bhagavatyarpitashaya. Brahmakopa, fury of a Brahmana, utitat, cursed by, jaha, what was, to, but, takshakat, by the snake bird, prana viplavat, from dissolution of life. Na, never. Samu Moha was overwhelmed. Urubayat, great fear. Bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead. Arpita, surrendered. Asaya, consciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Furthermore, Maharaj Parikshit was always consciously surrendered to the personality of Godhead. And therefore, he was neither afraid nor overwhelmed by fear due to a snake bite, which was to bite him because of the fury of a Brahmana boy. Purport. A self-surrendered devotee of the Lord is called Narayana Parayana. Such a person is never afraid of any place or person, not even of death. For him, nothing is as important as the Supreme Lord. And thus he gives equal importance to heaven and hell. He knows well that both heaven and hell are creations of the Lord. And similarly, life and death are different conditions of existence created by the Lord. But in all conditions and in all circumstances, remembrance of Narayan is essential. The Narayana Parayana practices this constantly. Maharaj Parikshit was such a pure devotee. He was wrongfully cursed by an inexperienced son of a Brahmana who was under the influence of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit took this to be sent by Narayan. He knew that Narayan, Lord Krishna, had saved him when he was born in the womb of his mother. And if he were to be killed by a snake bite, it will also take place by the will of the Lord. A devotee never goes against the will of the Lord. Anything sent by God is a blessing for the devotee. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was neither afraid of nor bewildered by such things. That is the sign of a pure devotee of the Lord. That's the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18. Entitled Parikshit Cursed by a Brahmana Boy. Furthermore, Maharaj Parikshit was always consciously surrendered to the personality of Godhead. And therefore, he was neither afraid nor overwhelmed by fear through a snake bird, which was to bite him because of the fury of a Brahmana boy. Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee of Krishna. It's not a conditioned soul. Therefore, he knows that there is nothing like death for the soul. Not in theory, but in practice. He has a practical realization, the difference between the body and the soul. So, a snake bite or the curse of a Brahmana has nothing to do with him. He is self-realized. And it is mentioned here, he is always consciously surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who is fully conscious of Krishna means what? He does not have external existence. His existence is within. It's in full connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is no question of fear for him. He's not worried about anything in this world. He's not worried. The pure devotees, they came here. They came here fully aware of what is this place, material world. They are fully aware of what is the spiritual world. They are fully conscious of their duty, what they have come here to perform. So, if one is performing a drama on the stage, after a full rehearsal, they are performing a drama on the stage of fighting with a demon, you will not be afraid, because you know it's not a demon, and it's not going to harm you. So it's a drama that is being played. See, pure devotees have this experience. They're simply playing a drama here in this material world. And after the drama, they are going to go. For us who are conditioned souls, it looks horrible. But for them who have performed the drama, it is a pleasure. It is something they have already practiced for a long time. They have mastered the act. They are simply demonstrating what they already practiced. So, For Parikshit Maharaj, cursing of a brahmana has nothing to do with him. Parikshit Maharaj actually left the body before the bite of the snake. He was not there in the body when the snake bit him. He was not there. He had already gone. So for him, it is nothing. It is nothing. And here, Prabhupada mentioned, therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was neither afraid of nor bewildered by such things. That is the sign of a pure devotee of the Lord. A pure devotee is not afraid. He has conquered the fear. That's what they are called, pure devotees. They have conquered the fear. They are not conditioned. So there is no fear. And for those devotees who are on this level, and when you look at the scriptures, you see many devotees who are on this platform who have no fear of anything. They have no fear of what is going to happen to them. In our scriptures, we see so many, not only Parikshit Maharaj, so many. And also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was talking to his devotees when he was crossing Bengal to Puri. At that time, there was a fight. It was a very dangerous time for people to travel across. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the boat, and the devotees were having the kirtan. The boatman was afraid, and he said, "Today I'm going to die. It is sure that I'm going to die today." In the water, a lot of crocodiles. On the land, they're dangerous animals. And even if you cross to that side, and enemies are also there. Even if you're not an enemy, by crossing from Bengal to this side, you're already an enemy. You'll be arrested. So in all circumstances, I'm going to die today with a loud kirtan. So please, can you stop this kirtan? And devotees were disturbed. What to do? They look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus face. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he talked to them. "Why are you afraid? You are afraid of what? Of death? How can a devotee be afraid of death when Sudarshan Chakra is standing right behind you? Every devotee has a Sudarshan Chakra standing behind. So what is the question of fear? And there's nothing that can counteract the Sudarshan Chakra of Krishna. Nothing. There's no weapon. Not even the weapon of Lord Shiva, Pashupata's weapon, or Brahmastra can face Sudarshan Chakra and remain alive. So if a devotee has a Sudarshan Chakra who is not conquered by any weapon in this material world, not even in the spiritual world, what is the question of fear for a devotee? The fear of a devotee is due to faithlessness in Krishna. The fear of a devotee means you don't trust Krishna. The fear of a devotee means that you have no knowledge about who Krishna is. We may have a theoretical knowledge, Krishna is the Supreme God, Krishna is the Supreme God. Every person, even a small boy in Krishna consciousness, knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is philosophy. Realization is different. Those who have the realization, they have no fear of anything. They are fearless because they know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is above everything. There is nothing which is equal to him. Everything is below him, and everything is controlled by him. So there is no fear. How can there be fear when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present? There can never be fear. And for one who knows that, yes, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit, a soul, part and parcel of Krishna, I cannot be killed by any weapon, because there is no this ordinary weapon which you have, the all material. They cannot even see the soul. So there is no question of death for the soul. And if you look very carefully, you see there are many personalities who have conquered death. They will not die. They will not face death. And Narada Muni will not die. He doesn't change his body. It's eternal. Hanuman doesn't die. Hanuman never gets old. He never gets sick. He never dies. It's eternal. So we have personalities who have conquered death. That is a proof for every sincere devotee to understand. It is a fact that the soul does not die. And especially for those who have conquered material existence through the process of devotional service, they have not died. Especially for those who are consciously surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even in material dealings, if you surrender to your enemy, the enemy will not kill you again. That is the principle. You surrender yourself to an enemy, the enemy will protect you. So, for one who is consciously surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the question of death? What is the question of fear? That does not exist. But it does exist because of our faithlessness in Krishna. Because we don't trust Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we don't have knowledge about the Krishna Supreme Position. And when we look at Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna killed the most powerful demons as a baby, not as a man. That is a message. That as a small child, he has killed so many powerful, formidable demons that a demigod can even think of. Krishna did with them very effortlessly to show us that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his supreme position is not sometime, it is always, all the time. That is his position. So his shelter for every devotee who have surrendered to him is eternal. Is not temporal. So a devotee should be confident that yes, Krishna is there to protect me. Yesterday somebody asked me, I'm afraid to surrender to Krishna because when I took to Krishna consciousness, it is when I took to Krishna consciousness and I started practicing as it is recommended in the scripture. I was coming to temple regularly and I was doing my devotional activities very nicely. I was fully surrendered to Krishna. It is at that time that Krishna took my husband. Therefore, I'm afraid to surrender to Krishna fully because I may be the next person. He took my husband. If I start chanting 16 rounds, follow the four degree principle, and start serving every day, I don't know if I will last long. Krishna may take me also. What is wrong if Krishna take you? What is wrong? And if Krishna does not take us, who should take us? Demons will take us, or Christians will take us. We should use our intelligence to understand what is happening. We should be taken by Krishna. That is a great fortune. That's a great fortune. So I appreciated Marichi in the Ramayana when the Ravana asked Marichi to disguise himself. Marichi said, no, I cannot do it because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ravana said, if you don't do that, I will kill you. So Marichi was thinking, why should I die in the hand of a demon? I better die in the hand of the Lord. So he accepted to do that service because he knows that he's going to leave his body in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that means going back to Godhead. This intelligence. Although he's a demon, but he has intelligence. So we should give our life to Krishna and live our life for Krishna. That is a great fortune. That is the perfection of life. It is a great fortune, not a misfortune. So, Parikshit Maharaj is fully conscious of Krishna, and he himself, he has the power to contrive the cause for the Brahman, but he didn't do that, because he knows, the Prabhupada mentioned here, when I was helpless in the womb of my mother, Lord Krishna protected me. Now I am, he has, materially speaking, he has not performed any service to Krishna at that time, and he was not, as is mentioned here, fully conscious of Krishna as a baby. Krishna protected me when I was helpless. What about now that I am fully conscious of Krishna and I am engaged in his service? How will Krishna not protect me? So for Krishna to allow this to happen means that he wanted me to go in this way. Therefore, all glory to Lord Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj knows already what is happening, because Uddhava told him he are going to leave their body untimely. So, like I mentioned, it's a drama. So he knows everything. He knows everything which is happening. And Uddhava told him, you are going to leave your body untimely, and you are leaving the body so glorious that your spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami, is going to speak Bhagavatam to you. And your Bhagavatam will be a universal Bhagavatam for the whole world. So Parikshit Maharaj is fully aware. The devotees are very special, because for them to do any service, they are ready to take any inconvenience, provided it is a service they have to do for Krishna. They can't tolerate anything to do service for Krishna. They can accept any inconvenience. There is nothing which is a trouble for a devotee to do if it is a service for Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj knows, I'm going to leave my body in a way the Bhagavatam will be spoken and the world will come to benefit from my Bhagavatam. Therefore, he willingly accepted everything as Krishna's blessing, and we are benefiting from his devotional life and his Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, there are the two type of statements we hear in many of the religious books. One is, God helps those who help themselves. That's one thing we hear. And also we hear about the importance of not trusting oneself, but placing all one's trust in the Lord. You know, that is another school of thought. So we have heard stories on either side, both the sides. So here in today's session, you were telling us about being fearless with a firm understanding that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. And that's one thing you said. Another thing you said was the Sudarshan Chakra is always behind us as devotees, and we have nothing to fear. Krishna's protection is always available. So sometimes on practical terms, you know, there's a curfew put in some place, you know, because of some religious riots. Then devotee doesn't go out in order to ensure that they'll be protected. Otherwise, they're difficult for the police and government people to protect us. So in such cases, I wanted to know from you, God helps those who help themselves, and at the same time, you know, one should trust Krishna. How do we reconcile these two points?
God help those who help themselves. It means we should make effort. We cannot just fold our hands and wait for the mercy of Krishna to descend. It means we have no appreciation for that. For those who extend their hands to receive the mercy they will get. So we need some effort to do that. The effort and the mercy of Krishna, they are always together. They are not separate. Effort enough is not sufficient, because it will mean that I can without God. I can do it without God. I can do without the mercy of Krishna's representative. And mercy alone is not enough, because it will mean partiality. Why some and not all? You can just go to the street, call everybody, give them initiation. You can initiate everybody. Chanting or not chanting, you don't need to chant, you just give initiation to everybody. All of you go back home, back to Godhead. That would mean, if you don't do that, then it's partiality. And for it not to be partiality, means that both should go together. So effort is necessary, the mercy is necessary. The second part you mentioned? The second part? You covered? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Can we ask a question for the benefit of all? It's a question for everybody. Yes, yes, Prabhu. The last one?
Haribo, speak.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dada Pranam. Maharaj, actually it was very wonderful insight about faith. Maharaj, in testing times, which comes in most of our lives, usually, and at that time, it is a test of our faith. So whether we take a leap of faith or we take material shelter. So how do we maintain our loyalty of upgrading our faith and maintain that faith and not take material shelter?
Yeah, thank you. You never see a teacher giving a test without the training, right? Before the examination comes, the teacher must have taught the student, and the questions are going to come from the teachings he has already given. No teacher will give exam without a training before the time. So a devotee will never be tested without practice. Our practice will attract the test to come. So your question was, how do we pass the test? Because during the examination period, we are bewildered. So we may forget what we're supposed to do. So why do we forget? Because the questions are coming from what we have been taught. So why do we forget? We forget because we have not been attentive students. And if we are not attentive in the class, the teacher maybe perfect, but if the student is not attentive, the examination time will become a time for bewilderment. No teacher will save exam to fail the student. No teacher will ever do that. Every teacher has a pride to see that my student is the best, because I'm the best teacher. So my student are the best. Every teacher has that pride. So, the teacher would like to see all the students be the best, to pass all the exam. So, if there is a failure, means we did not listen to the teacher while he was teaching. We were not attentive, we have been distracted. Second, even if we have listened, we didn't put the theory into practice. Therefore, no realization. When it is time for us to demonstrate how a student we have been, we will succeed. because we didn't listen, we didn't hear properly, and we did not practice what we have heard. Theory cannot make one perfect. It is the practice that makes one perfect. We are hearing and hearing and hearing, but we are not practicing what we are hearing. Because of that, we won't pass the exam. So if we want to pass the exam, then we should be, Sanatana Goswami mentioned, Sanatana Goswami Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he said, faithful hearing and practice will give us the perfection we are looking for. Faithful hearing and the practice, service, that is service. These two things will give us the perfection of what we are looking for in Krishna consciousness. He didn't say hearing, he said faithful hearing, and that was devotional service. Two things are required. So we should be a faithful hearer and we should practice our devotional service, should be a sincere service. Then we will have the required answer to the questions the teacher will ask us at the end. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.